Welcome to Mixed Coach Podcast, Episode 8.
Welcome to the Mixed Coach Podcast, the podcast dedicated to making your next recording your best recording. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, John.
So the other day, I was thinking that your studio, everybody who comes through here always talks about how comfortable it is. It's a really comfortable space.
Yeah.
You've got the leather couches, and you've got the lighting controls, the temperature controls. You've even got a remote control for your overhead fan. I mean, it's all of this stuff adds together to create a really comfortable atmosphere, just a really creative, comfortable space. I guess the vibe of the studio is right. So whenever you went to make this studio, because you built the studio up from, you know, it was just a basement before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And so whenever you built the studio here, what did you go for? You know, what's your idea on the vibe of this studio and the vibe of studios in general? Like, you know, just the comfortableness.
Yeah. Well, you know, I found this house. This house was in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is about 30 minutes southeast of Nashville.
Yeah.
So I wasn't doing myself any favor by being close to anybody, but the vibe of this house and the vibe of this basement when I found it was so good that I thought, this is where I would love to put my studio. Mm. I wanted to work at home. My studio is, it was a big open room to begin with. It was a game room.
Right.
But the key things that I noticed in this room that made me want to turn it into a studio was, excuse me, one was access from outside.
Mm.
I didn't want anyone to have to come through my house because it makes me uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
and it makes them uncomfortable to go through someone's house.
Yeah.
And
I've had those experiences before where you go, you know, and somebody goes, oh, come on back to the studio. Let's you know, listen to these mixes, or, you know, come engineer this for me. And then you walk in and you're literally walking through past their bedroom or past their kids' bedrooms.
Right.
And it's just kind of an awkward situation.
It makes everyone uncomfortable.
Really, it is.
So the thing I loved about this house was there was access from the outside without having to. It was a separate entrance into the studio from the house.
Mm.
So I've had people that have recorded in the studio for years who've never seen the other part of my house, which, you know, I guess is good in a way.
Right.
Because it separates, you know, business from personal life.
Right.
Which is a constant struggle for me, you know. But
yeah.
So thing number one was, you know, access from outside. There's a separate entrance to the door. And the second thing was there was a bathroom down here already. Mm. So because, you know, if you have a studio in your basement and you have access from outside, but they still have to go through your house to,
right.
you know, visit the facilities, which is inevitably going to happen when you're
right.
working in a studio all day. So my studio has a, you know, a bathroom connected to it, separate entrance. And it was a big open room, and I struggled a little bit with how to lay it out. And I think I finally came up with a good plan. I ended up just putting a couple of sliding glass doors and a, you know, a non-parallel wall that separated it. And it's, you know, not built to standards that you would see on Music Row, you know, the...
No parallel surfaces.
Floating. I mean, well, you won't see anything like floating floors and, you know, rock wool walls and suspended ceilings, anything like that. It's literally probably not an ideal place, but to me, it's more about the vibe of the studio than all the technical stuff. You know, basically what a studio has become in the last 10 to 15 years is basically just a place for a producer to work. And back in the day, and still to some extent, some studios are still like this. Excuse me. Studio used to be a place that you rented out and collected people to create a project.
Mm.
But now it's, you know, studio is kind of a means to an end. And that's what this studio is. Most people come because they want to work with me as a mixer and as a producer and as a songwriter. We write here and things like that. So, the vibe of the studio is important. And, you know, the bones of the studio were the access from the outside and the easy access to a bathroom. and even a shower I've got in there. And if you've got those two things, then, you know, and then I put a little kitchenette in, like, you know, we mentioned a couple podcasts ago about, you know, the snack machine, right, and the microwave and the coffee pot and things like that. All that's easy access. And so you can literally come in here and never have to leave until the project's done.
Right.
A few little things, like I've got, music stands. We don't have to tape music up on walls and things like that. I've got music stands. The headphone system all plays into it. The lighting in the room. I've got some mood lighting. Some people like to sing with it bright, with the lights on. It don't affect them at all. Some people like for it to be dark. Right. I have candles around.
Right.
You know, some people like that candlelit, romantic sort of thing. And absolutely, I think from song to song, you know, it varies. But I think the key thing is, you know, whether or not you've got a room like I've got, which, you know, I've kind of envisioned this room a long time ago, and I've seen people with rooms much better than this and rooms that are not as good as this, and they both get great product out of it.
Right.
I think the bottom line is, if you are in tune with the vibe and what the singer needs and what the musicians need and what the client needs as the vibe, and you can create that without a whole lot of hoopla,
right,
then you're that's better than any candle you could buy, you know, as long as you're in tune to, hey, we're doing a Christmas project. Maybe I'll go grab my Christmas tree, light it up.
I've
actually literally done that before. I remember a couple of years ago, I did 3 Christmas projects in a year.
Wow.
And the first one started in January, and I was doing the last Christmas project in November. And was it 3 or 4? It was several. It was so many Christmas projects that I didn't even put a Christmas tree up that year. I mean, I was kind of burned on Christmas. But I was trying to be careful, like, you know, what's the vibe of the studio need to be? And so, you know, strung a few Christmas lights. I've still got, if you look through some of my cabinets in there, you'll see some Christmas lights that I've got. And,
That's great.
The vibe really does matter. And again, you know, it seems like a recurring theme in this podcast is the trust building factor. If you can do that sort of thing, and if people know that you are as interested in their project as they are,
right,
then there's not much you can do wrong.
If you want more videos, tips, and tutorials, visit mixcoach.com. For a free download of Kevin's video called 5 Things Every Great Mixer Knows, head over to mixcoach.com/freetips.